from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Now, Doran, it's the injury report, which is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Jalen Warren got a hamstring injury, and he could miss game one. He's going to be out a couple of weeks. My best guess, you're a football player, but my best guess is he probably will miss week one. You don't want to mess with those hamstrings. You got to be very careful with the hamstring injury, Doran.
Yeah, and I do believe that hindered him last year. I feel like at some point, I could be wrong, so maybe text in or tweet us. I do believe that Jalen Warren had a little hamstring deal last year, so that's something you don't want to rush back, and I would guess that he is going to miss week one, and that just puts you, you know, it doesn't end, you know, your thoughts of how you want to start the season, but it does put you in a bind at that position that now Najee's going to have a full load on his plate. You're not going to be able to run certain things that Jalen brings to the table that Najee can't. So, like, you know, that is very significant in a situation to monitor as these weeks go on. But I were to guess he's probably going to miss game one.
Yeah.
I mean, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah. 3 weeks away. You're going to be really careful with him. Get him on the bike, stuff like that. You don't want a pull turning into a tear. You just can't mess with that. Mm-mm. That's one. You just need to give him time. And as I think about Atlanta, Matthew Judon now on board, Justin Simmons now on board. A lot of people are picking Atlanta to win that division down there. And a lot of people are saying that this is a double-digit win team. Now we'll see what happens with Kirk Cousins in week one. Quarterback play going to go a long way into determining that thing. But from a Steelers standpoint, where's your explosion? As good as Najee can be and has been at times, he's not an explosive player.
Right.
He's not going to take a ball the distance. He's going to kill you with death by a thousand cuts. He's going to wear you down. And then that's where Jalen Warren would come in and he could blow off a big one. We saw it last year against Cleveland. We saw it in the preseason game against Buffalo. He could take a ball 70 yards. Najee Harris isn't going to do that. So then you've got George Pickens. All right, well, there's your explosion player. We're going to pay him a ton of attention. You're not worried about Quez Watkins, you're not worried about Van Jefferson. And even though Freiermuth's a good player, you're not worried about him being that big-time explosive game-breaker. The Steelers become very easy to prepare for, I think, in general anyway, but especially with the loss of Jalen Warren. I don't think you can understate that. I think that's a big deal.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And this is why the whole Ayuk thing even comes more precious now and figuring out how to get a guy like that on your team, because you don't have any playmakers.
No.
I mean, to start the season at least. And, you know, it was very meek at the start with all this stuff. And now you really need somebody to break a game open if you need to. And you don't have that guy really on the roster. And if you do have that guy, which is probably George Pickens at this point, it's easy to take him out of a game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot easier. So the Steelers are not almost a non-threat. If you really think about it, I don't want to be too down about this situation, but where's their threat?
It's going to look a lot like last year, at least early. I think.
Where's the threat?
There's no threat.
There's no threat.
There's no threat.
I'm sitting there. If I'm the D coordinator, if I'm Raheem Morris, thinking like, okay, like, you know, the Steelers are really one-dimensional now. They have always kind of have been, but now it just makes us easier to game plan of how to slow them down. If we slow them down, then we could beat them. It's a shame.
Nick Herbig also with a significant injury, a torn rotator cuff, according to Jerry Dulac. He could miss the entirety of the season. So I think that means Spencer Anderson becomes a backup interior. He is a backup interior, but he slides up the depth chart for you there.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to get out of a game, this is good for Zach Frazier, but if you need to get out of a game, if something should happen to Zach Frazier, you probably go with James Daniels, and then you might slide in
Spencer Anderson at guard.
You either slide in Spencer Anderson or you slide in the guy that I always call Chance Warmack.
Who?
The Mason McCormick.
McCormick, yes. Yeah.
See, I did it to you there. I had Chance Warmack go through my head to the point where you couldn't think of his name either. Screw both of us up there. So the depth on the offensive line, now a concern. Nobody wanted, from the fan base standpoint, I don't think, Herbig to be your starting center. But I think most of us say, okay, his backup, fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Well, now you're not going to have him. And then one more injury here while we're in the injury segment. Beanie Bishop did not play in the game. Penciled in as your starter at corner. What did Tomlin have to say?
You know, Beanie was a little bit limited on our last workday here on Thursday against Buffalo, and so we didn't want a small problem to become a big problem. Obviously, the sand's going through the hourglass, and he's got a big week ahead of him, but we didn't want to jeopardize or compromise that, and so we did what we thought was prudent tonight and didn't allow him to participate.
Sand's going through the hourglass.
Yeah, the sand's going right through that hourglass. How'd you like that first wave of terror in that game?
Mm.
I think aptly named. The first wave of terrible for the Steelers. So Beanie Bishop obviously did not play. I wonder if the field conditions were better, if it's not raining, maybe if he does play. I don't know what to read into that. Like, maybe he's so cemented, you don't need to see him. I doubt that. So this would be a massive week. Get him healthy. Get in there. Because if you get below the line play now from him in the final preseason game, that's when you're shopping. When all the cuts happen, you're not going to find a great player. We saw Stephon Gilmore just get signed by the Vikings. That stinks because you could have afforded that, but I think you're still holding out hope for Brandon Ayuk. You don't need a great player. Can you get a player that's cut that you think is an upgrade? Absolutely on the table. So, Beanie, for your sake, buddy, get healthy. Go out there and play a good game in preseason game number 3.
Or we'll see Patrick Peterson.
Dear God.
Yep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.